You are listening to Free Fridays, brought to you by the Movie Cellar Podcast.
Welcome to the Movie Cellar, where we have a VHS collection, an internet connection, and uninformed opinions. We're brought to you by the gods of the show, the Alita Army, Jack Thorne, and our God of Gods, with over $10,000 donated to the JDRF, Zach Whittier. If you would like to help the JDRF find a cure for type 1 diabetes, then go to jdrf.org and make a donation. Any amount is greatly appreciated and incredibly helpful. And to show you our appreciation, we will do a special episode of the Movie Cellar just for you. Grab a screenshot of your donation, send it over to us, tell us what movie you want us to watch, and we will do an episode of that movie just for you, because you are awesome and are helping an amazing cause. My name is Dan. I'm the host of this show. You're listening to Free Fridays. Congratulations. You made it to Friday. You made it through another week. And Free Fridays is a show where I share with you recommendations of some free shit that you can put in your eyeballs and put in your ear holes. So that means free movies that exist on streaming platforms that do not require any subscription or rental or any pay at all. And also some awesome podcasts that you can enjoy over the weekend and stick in your ears, which are available on free streaming platforms like Spotify or Apple Podcasts, I guess. I don't know. Wherever the hell you're listening to this is a platform that you can listen to these other podcasts on. I essentially guarantee it. Okay, so it's a little late, but this is going to be our 420 episode. For those of you who celebrate, hope you had a great, safe, and fun 420. And for those of you that don't, maybe you still enjoy a good stoner comedy. I know that I do. So the picks this week are all going to be stoner comedies. And if you want to extend 420 to another weekend, maybe Saturday morning, do a little wake and bake, throw in one of these movies, and have a good time. I'm going to do something a little different in this one because I'm going to not only tell you the movies, I'm going to rate their stonerness. So how much is weed and being stoned actually a part of the movie? And I'm doing this because I watched these movies this past week and realized not all stoner comedies are created equal. Many claim to be stoner comedies and are not very stoned at all. So just to help you in your decision making, I'm going to give it a 1 to 5 pot leaf rating. Yeah, sure. That's what we'll call it. And that will tell you how stoner-ish the movie is. So how much weed and being stoned actually factors into the movie itself. But before we get there, I did reach out to our followers on Instagram and asked which stoner comedies you guys liked. These are not the official recommendations because a lot of these are not on free platforms, but I figured that it would be interesting to see what you guys were into and to share that with the people listening. So just so you know, we're at the Movie Cellar on Instagram. And you should follow us. We're like 52 followers away from 1,000. So it would be really, really awesome if you are listening to this and you don't follow us on Instagram for you to go to Instagram and hit that follow button. We're pretty low-key. We don't bother you a lot. Just post when new episodes drop and then every once in a while a movie meme, or maybe just questions like this one that we can share your answers to. All right, so here we go. I got two answers. Well, I got a bunch of answers from two folks. First, Trev dropped in and said Dazed and Confused. Dazed and Confused, fantastic movie. Highly recommend it. Not a Free Friday pick because it's not free. Next up, we got Chris Chavez. And he comes through, I think it's Chavez. Chris, correct me if I'm wrong. I feel like I've been saying your name wrong because I heard you say it on your show recently, and I was like, I think I've been saying it wrong. So anyway, Chris Chavez says he gives me a whole list, all really, really good picks. First up, Free Fridays. We got to mention Friday. Friday is a great movie, great stoner comedy, and you know, starring Ice Cube and Chris Tucker. And we've done an episode on that on the show, so go back and listen if you're interested. Next up, How High. I have not seen How High. I should definitely watch that. I think the sequel's on Tubi, but I couldn't find the original. Next up, he says, any Cheech and Chong. Love a good Cheech and Chong movie. We'll get more into that when we get into our recommendations. Those guys, they're the OGs, right? And they're still out there, still doing their thing. Love that. Love that for them. Next up, Dude, Where's My Car? That movie is way funnier than it has any business being. I thoroughly enjoyed it. Laughed a lot at it. Great, great pick. And lastly, Harold and Kumar. He didn't specify which. They have a few movies, but I'm guessing, you know, if I had to corner Chris, he would say Harold and Kumar Go to White Castle. Because I think that one is significantly better than the others. It's a great movie. Those guys are super funny. So there you go. Those are the picks from our Instagram followers. And really appreciate you guys responding. And hopefully I'll throw some more questions out. And hopefully you guys will be down to share your thoughts. All right. Next up, I'm going to give you our picks, our Free Friday picks. All right. First up, these are all on Tubi, so if you're looking for a free streaming platform to watch them on, Tubi is the one. All right. First up is Homegrown. Homegrown, I had never heard of until it was 2 weeks ago on Dopey. Dopey, the podcast about drugs, addiction, and dumb shit. He had Hank Azaria on there, and he was talking with Hank about this movie. He's like, I bet no one ever talks to you about Homegrown. And Hank was like, yeah, no one ever talks to me about Homegrown. But that movie is really interesting. It's Hank Azaria, Billy Bob Thornton, John Lithgow, both the Gyllenhaal siblings. Jamie Lee Curtis is in it. It's got like a crazy cast, like just an absolutely crazy cast. I think the Gyllenhaals are in it because their dad or grandfather directed it. I don't know. The director's name is Gyllenhaal. So, it was interesting. Dave from Dopey, big fan of Homegrown. So I was looking forward to watching it. I honestly didn't love it. It's not very funny. It's more of like a, I don't know. I don't know if I call it action or what, but it's like, you know, they have all these drugs and they're trying to sell them and they're dealing with all these different people. And there's a bit of like a, you know, confusion on who's who and what's going on. And, you know, that's fine, but it really wasn't my jam, and I didn't find it particularly funny. And as far as, like, stoneness, I would give this, like, a one or a two. Being stoned is very insignificant to this movie. I think there's a couple times where you see people getting stoned, but for the most part, it's just about moving the drugs. And so it's much more like a crime drama, I think, than it is a stoner comedy. So, you know, if you're looking for something to just get high and enjoy, this might make you feel a little paranoid instead of, you know, make you laugh. All right, next up, a movie called Bong Water, which stars Luke Wilson and some other people. Oh, Brittany Murphy is in it. Andy Dick, who, by the way, has been a guest on Dopey a couple times, and he is a complete asshole in real life. Very similar to the types of characters that he plays in movies, in case you were wondering. You should go listen to him on Dopey. But anyway, Bong Water, it reminded me a lot of, like, Singles. Like, it had that early 90s kind of comedy where it's like people in their late 20s maybe, like, trying to, like, you know, figure out how to be adults and shit. I didn't find it especially entertaining. But as far as the stoned rating is concerned, I put this one at a 3. They definitely get stoned in it quite a bit. Although I don't know how significant of a part that plays in the actual plot of the movie. It definitely happens a lot. And so I'll give that one a 3. All right, next up, I said we mentioned Cheech and Chong. There's a couple Cheech and Chong films on Tubi. I'm going to specifically call out Nice Dreams. It's a great movie, super funny. Cheech and Chong play these guys who have a ice cream truck that they've called Nice Dreams instead of Ice Creams. And they're secretly selling weed out of it. And lots of, you know, just slapstick hilarity, you know, happens Cheech and Chong style. This one's a 5 out of 5 in the stoner scale. Being stoned is a very big part of this movie. Very funny. And a lot of fun. So if you've never seen a Cheech and Chong movie, this is definitely one that I would check out. You know, Up in Smoke is probably the most popular one, but I don't think that's on a free streaming platform. Nice Dreams is, though. It's a really good one. And it's really, if you want to go back to sort of, you know, the original stoner comedies, this is a good pick. All right, next up, we got Smiley Face. So Smiley Face stars Anna Faris, and she is pretty much like the character in the movie. It's a very like misadventure type film. A lot of these movies are, right? Like where people are just trying to like accomplish something, and they're just going through a bunch of different situations and, you know, like an Odyssey type deal. So Smiley Face is definitely one of those types of Odyssey type movies where, you know, Anna Faris is trying to get through her day. She has a list of things she needs to do. She has to pay back her rent money. She has to, make new, cupcakes for the ones that she ate of her roommates. And she has to, yeah, get weed, and she has to go for an audition because she's like a commercial actress or something. This movie 100% gets like a 10 out of 5 on the stoner scale. This movie is just about Anna Faris being stoned the whole time. All of her decision making is clouded in a cloud of weed smoke. And it is a very, very stoned comedy. I honestly didn't love it. She was like almost like so stoned that she couldn't make any decisions. So she would just sit there and like let things happen around and to her. And that was a little frustrating because like it's a little boring as a concept in a movie. But it's probably, honestly, at least for me, relatively true to the experience of getting stoned. Others might have a different experience, but either way, it was less funny because, like, I want to see her doing things. I want to see her making, like, silly decisions as opposed to no decisions because she's, like, too catatonic from being too high. So, anyway, that is Smiley Face. I will say, respect for a female-fronted stoner comedy. In respect to her, Anna Faris, for really... I felt like she acted very well in it and did a great job. Especially since she essentially carries the movie by herself. Next up, The Stoned Age. So this is like... This movie was made in the early 90s. And the cast is like... I guess it's supposed... I don't know if it's supposed to take place. Like, I think it's supposed to have taken place earlier than when the movie was made. But they're like these metalhead guys. You know, they got long hair. And they're going out cruising. They're looking for chicks. And then they find out about these chicks. And then they gotta find the chick's house. And then they, like, you know, are trying to hang out with the chicks. And they're trying to get beer for the chicks. And they're trying to, you know... It's very... I don't know. It's very sexist, but I think that that's part of the joke. But it's another one of these Odyssey type films. These two guys going out on the town trying to like get alcohol, get weed, get girls. It's kind of got a sweet element to it, but it's also just very stupid. For stone, you know, for stonerness, I'm going to give it like a 2. There is some weed smoking in it, but it's dirt weed. And the guy who has it is repeatedly, like, criticized for having dirt weed. And most of the movie, they're drinking booze and not smoking weed. So even though it's called The Stoned Age, I felt like I was a little disappointed with the amount of stonedness to the movie. All right. Next, I'm going to mention a movie called Rolling Kansas. This movie I had never heard of. That's another Odyssey-type movie. This group of guys is out looking for this, like, mythical place where there's all this weed that was stored by, like, hippies or something. One of their, like, grandfathers or something had told them about it. And so they have a map, and they're trying to find it, and it's just all their misadventures in attempting to find this weed. Even though it's about that, it's very little about smoking weed, so I'd give this a 2 on the stoner scale. It is nice. Like, it's a nice buddy comedy, you know, with a group of guys, and they're all kind of, like, dealing with their relationships and all of their particular circumstances and situations. And it was interesting, and it was different, but it's not a very stoned comedy. And lastly, we'll go Harold and Kumar Go to White Castle. This is, you know, top tier, probably top 5 stoner comedies. Very stoned. I really appreciate that. For stonedness, I'll give this one a 5 out of 5. You know, the whole movie's driven by the fact that they get stoned and want to go to White Castle because they want some White Castle burgers, and nothing else will do. So it's another one of these Odyssey films where they're trying to go on a mission to get something, and, you know, you're invested in them accomplishing their goal, even though it seems like, you know, a million things get thrown in their way between their start and their desired target. I will also, you know, give this movie a lot of respect for the primary, you know, the lead roles and the lead characters being non-white, you know, standard white dude stoners. And I thought that both of the guys in this did a great job. And it was a lot of fun. And honestly, this was the first time I had seen it, and I'm glad that I got a chance to watch it and had an excuse for the show to do it. All right, we're going to cut. I'm going to play you guys a ad for my cousin Trev's record club, the Struggling Artist Record Club. I've talked about it a few times. I'm going to let him tell you more about it, but it's something that's really cool. And if you're into punk music and punk adjacent music and collecting vinyl, it's a really, really cool thing that he has and puts together. And I know he pours himself into it. He loves doing it. And you guys, if you save some money on subscriptions to streaming platforms by listening to Free Fridays, maybe you ought to try it out. Try it out for a month. You can do it for a month or 3 months, however long you want. So anyway, here's Trev talking about Struggling Artist Record Club. When we come back, I'll share some podcasts with you.
Hey guys, Trev from the Struggling Artist Podcast, and I want to talk to you real quick about Struggling Artist Record Club. The Struggling Artist Record Club is a vinyl record subscription service where I hunt and curate the best punk and punk adjacent music out there and mail their record to your door each and every month. Imagine finding your new favorite band from across the country without ever having to leave the house. It doesn't get much better than that. The excitement of discovering new music just got that much easier. As a member of the Struggling Artist Record Club, you are going to receive some of the best music you've ever heard from bands you may never even heard of. Whether you've been collecting records for years or just starting out, the Struggling Artist Record Club is designed specifically for you. And right now, all new members get a Struggling Artist Record Club exclusive along with the monthly selection. So head to strugglingartistrecordclub.com, pick a membership, and start building that collection today.
And we're back. And I'm going to tell you about some podcasts that you should check out over the weekend. All right. First up, We're going to go with Dopey, the podcast about drugs, addiction, and dumb shit. On Dopey this week, Dave brought back Kimber King. If you remember from a few weeks ago, Kimber was a young woman who called the Never Use Alone hotline, and she took some drugs while on a call with the Never Use Alone operator. She died from a fentanyl overdose. The person, the operator on the other end, couldn't get a response from her, so she called 911. 911 showed up, and Narcan, Kimber, and saved her life. Kimber is, at this point, I think, I don't want to misspeak. I want to say somewhere between a year and 2 years sober. She now works for the Never Use Alone hotline, and she's really, really, just a really amazing story. And just a great testament to the power of harm reduction and the Never Use Alone hotline. This episode, she was able to come back and talk about her life and her experience as an addict and a drug user from a broader perspective, and not specifically about that one story, which I thought was really great. And really the heart and soul of what Dopey's all about. So it was a great episode. Kimber was a fantastic guest with just a wild, wild story of her life and her addiction and her recovery. So definitely recommend you check that out. Next up, I'm going to mention Trev and the Struggling Artist podcast. This week, Trev had on Scotty Saints from Scotty Saints and the True Believers. I got the opportunity to meet Scotty and the band at their show at Geno's a month or so ago when I met up with Trev and we saw the Drowns and Scotty Saints. And it was a really great show. It was a really great time. And he's a really cool dude, and it's a great episode. And Scotty and Trev have great rapport, and they get into like some really, really great topics, and really, really solid episode. I liked they talk a lot about how to sort of maximize your ability to be heard in a world where there's so much, you know, content. And so, you know, Scotty is doing this thing right now where they're releasing songs as solos on Spotify. And he was explaining how, you know, doing that, it makes it so that you get into like playlists every time that you have a new, you know, I don't know if you guys have a release radar. I use that. I love that every week. New tracks that are recently released. If you release an album, though, as a band, only one track gets onto those. If you release solos or singles, then each of them gets on those. So just a matter of, like, you know, exposure. And so it's a good way to approach it. But ultimately, his plan is to release all of that as an album after people have a chance to hear it all as singles. And they talk about the nature of putting albums together versus releasing singles. They talk about, you know, dealing with Spotify and in the world where Spotify is a huge part of how people consume music. And even though Spotify like pays their artists like really, really shitty, how, you know, you still need to push it because it's just the best way for people to find you and kind of working within that system, even if you don't love that system. And, you know, they talk about physical releasing albums and the costs associated with that and just all this interesting stuff. One thing that, you know, Trev, if you're listening, I'd love to have this conversation with you, but you talk a lot about how, and I've heard you say it on the show before too, but how we're in a culture where everything is singles and people are used to hearing singles. I don't know if you realize this, but honestly, like, the younger generation, it's not even singles anymore. A lot of them are consuming or hearing music for the first time on like Reels and TikTok and places like that where they're getting 30 seconds of a song. They're not even getting the whole song. They're getting 30 seconds of a song on a reel, you know, where somebody's, you know, doing some kind of trend or whatever. This is like, this is really where a lot of music is being exposed to the younger generation. It's not even singles. It's just parts of songs. And I think that's a really interesting paradigm shift. I don't know what it means, and I don't know how that, like, impacts artists and how artists will be able to utilize that or capitalize on that. I know, you know, like, Noah Kahan is a big, big name in, you know, the pop music world right now. And I think that TikTok has been a huge part of his popularity. I went and saw Noah Kahan with my wife, and a lot of the demographic there was like women in their early 20s. So it feels like that is probably the TikTok demographic too. So I don't know what that means for music and artistic integrity and all that stuff, but it is a, it is an interesting shift. Now we're not just putting out singles, we're putting out almost like sound bites. And, you know, is that a ride we want to get on, or, you know, how does that work? Anyway, thought it was a great episode. It got me thinking about that. And like I said, Trev, if you want to ever talk about it, I'd be really interested in having that conversation. And last up, talk to you guys about Out of the Shadows. This week, Chris released another, It Came from the Tube, or Dark Side of the Tube. Dark Side of the Tube, I think is what it's called, where he mentioned a few shorts that you can go check out. Highly recommend that episode and the shorts that he mentions on there. Always love the support he gives to YouTube filmmakers. Think that that's great. And a lot of the content that he shares is just like really, really high quality, good stuff. And it's different, man. Like watching like short films is just an interesting and different experience. It's a different kind of art for sure. And then he also released an episode on a film called Graduation Day. So, you know, him and Jim got together, talked about Graduation Day. I actually watched the movie before I listened to the episode because I had never seen it before. It was interesting to me because in the opening credits for the movie, it says it's a Troma film. I don't think Troma actually made it, but I think they may own the rights to it at this point, which is why their name is on it. But if you know Troma, like, they put out pretty shitty garbage movies. Like, that's kind of their shtick. They're like, you know, they're not B movies. They're like fucking Z movies. They're, you know, really, really low budget, really goofy and bad quality and like bad acting. But that's kind of like part of their whole, you know, that's part of their whole style, I'll say. You know, they are famously known for the Toxic Avenger. So, anyway, seeing Troma at the beginning, I was like, okay, I was like prepared for a certain level of goofiness. And honestly, going into it with that expectation, I was like, oh shit, like, this is like maybe the most legit Troma movie I've ever seen. And then after I did some more digging, I realized like they didn't actually make this movie, which made a lot of sense. But it was interesting listening to Chris and Jim talk about it. They were analyzing things like, how does a football with a spike go through a dude's chest with football pads and rib cage and all that. And, you know, well, maybe football pads were thinner back. And it's like, nah, dude, the football with the spike on it went through the dude's chest because of course it fucking did. Like, come on now. This can't be ridiculous bullshit. Like, that's what's funny about it. So, I laughed out loud a lot listening to that episode just because of how many times they were like, why would this happen? Or why would someone do this? Or like this. And I just like it. It was not how I watched the movie, and it was not the kind of movie where I would have expected it to make any sense. One thing they did mention though, that I thought was interesting and wanted to, you know, piggyback on was, There's a lot of stories in the film that really go nowhere. And I honestly feel like when I was watching this, I was like, this feels like a giallo film. And if you've listened to my Lucio Fulci episode, you know that like giallo is a particular type of horror that's kind of like a mystery, like a whodunit crossed with horror. They're generally like pretty like gory and stuff, but this had a few like really like main giallo concepts to it. One is like first person killer, you see. A lot of times in the giallo films, they have first person killers, so you are from the perspective of the killer, so you don't know who the killer is. The other is like all of these random ass stories that are supposed to like make it difficult for you to muddle through to figure out who the actual killer is, because like having all these loose ends makes it so that any of them could be the killer. And I feel like that was what they were going for in this movie. And I think that maybe explains a little bit of why there's all of these random stories that don't ever actually have any resolution. But I just wanted to add that to the conversation. So, Chris, I don't know if that changes your opinion of anything or makes you think any differently about the movie. But that was kind of my thought watching it. And then also as you guys were talking about it, I was like, yeah, this is a pretty like common concept in giallo, is like all these random stories that don't, like, when the movie's said and done, you're like, well, that was pointless. And it was pointless except that it was meant to be like red herrings throughout the film. So anyway, that was Out of the Shadows this week. Great movie, great conversation about the movie. And also Chris calls me out at the beginning because I'm supposed to go on Out of the Shadows to talk about a really cool Tubi original film. And we set up some time to do that, so hopefully that'll come in the near future. All right, guys, that's it. This was extra long, but since we haven't really been doing the Tuesday shows, I figured, fuck it. Like, I'll make the Friday shows a little longer until we actually get some stuff going on Tuesdays again. I do have a couple interviews coming up, though, so I think that we'll have those to release soon. We have Metal Monday coming up in a couple weeks. I have some good stuff for that. I have a song lined up for that and some great Metal Monday stories from the news. So make sure you tune into that. The week Monday after next. Anyway, that's it, guys. I hope you have an awesome weekend. I hope you enjoy some of these 420 films. And if you live in a state where it's legal and you feel so inclined, enjoy the movies the way they were meant to be enjoyed, if you know what I'm saying. If you have any recommendations for a free Friday, please, please, please shoot them over to me. Drop a DM on Instagram at The Movie Seller or Facebook at The Movie Seller. Or you can email me at themovieseller@gmail.com. And I'd love to share your recommendations, and I will shout you out. And really, really appreciate any interactions that I get with you guys. It's a lot of fun and makes this a lot more interesting for everyone. If you'd like to come on the 10 at 10, also reach out to me, and we'll set that up, because I'm sure people would love to hear another voice on this show besides mine. So we can set that up, and it'll be great. You don't have to be a movie buff. You don't have to be a podcaster. You just have to like movies and want to talk about them, no matter what kinds. That's kind of the whole deal, is like, you tell us about the kinds of movies that you like, and tell us why you like them. So anyway, that's it. I'm going to get out of here, and we'll see you next week. Bye.